In Psalm 35 and in Psalm 109, David records, they rewarded me evil for good. David was speaking from experience. He had done good to Saul, saved his life from Goliath, and he was rewarded with evil, hatred. Jonathan reminded Saul how that David had done him good, and yet Saul's obsessive hatred continued. Now, David was not just speaking historically, he was speaking prophetically. Our Lord and Savior came to this earth and did nothing but good, and he was rewarded with evil. I'm going to read a verse in John chapter 15, verse 24. It says, "If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin, but now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause." So the Lord was referring to Psalm 35 in that quotation. In 1 Samuel 17, we read the taunt of Goliath to Israel. It says, "And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine? And ye the servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us." Now that taunt was to all Israel, but it was especially against Saul. Saul was their mighty man. He had led Israel to victories. He was head and shoulders above all the others. He was the one that was ought to have gone to fight Goliath. And we might ask, where was Jonathan? Jonathan said to his armor bearer, "There's no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few." And the two of them, Jonathan and his armor bearer, went up alone to fight against the whole army of the Philistines. And they won. Now, I have no doubt that Goliath was in that army. But Jonathan took on the whole army and won because the Lord was with him. So where was Jonathan? Saul was like those people we call foxhole converts. In times of deep distress, they call upon God and make big promises that there's going to be a change in their life and repentance and all that. But as soon as their prayers are answered and the trouble is past, those promises are not honored. The promises that Saul made to the victor over Goliath were threefold. He promised the victor would be enriched with great riches, and that he would have Saul's daughter for a wife, and that his father's household would be made free. But in the next chapter, David says, "I'm a poor man." And so that promise to enrich the victor with great riches did not come to pass. And in that regard, David pictures our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It says, "Though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich." The Lord was a poor man. There are different words in Greek that are translated into English as poor. In chapter 9, there is a statement that says, speaks of giving to the poor. And in that chapter, poor means poor like a laborer, someone who is having a hard time making ends meet. In chapter 8, in our passage, it says, "Yet for your sakes he became poor." That word poor in Greek means poor like a beggar. Neither did Saul keep his promise to give the victor his daughter to wife. It's true David married Michal, Saul's daughter, but she was not given to him. He paid for her. Merib was given to another. And it says that Saul gave, or sold, we might say, his daughter Michal to David because she did love him. That implies that Merib did not. And so Merib is a picture of Israel. Israel belonged to the Lord, but they didn't love him. They rejected him. It tells us he came unto his own, but his own received him not. And as far as his house being made free, that promise was not kept. David was treated worse than a slave. He was made into a fugitive and a criminal. And his father's house also. There was meant to be liberty to his father's house. David had to save his parents from Saul. He had to take them into a foreign land for their safety. But God saw to it that all that Saul had promised David, he would have. He who was the anointed king, the one after God's own heart, became king, and he was enriched with great riches. And so it is a picture of great David's greater son. Though he was rich for our sakes, he became poor, but now he is highly exalted in heaven at the Father's right hand. God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Amen.